I want to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I also want to take this time to thank Brother Chesa to allow me to stand here. I also want to recognize the ministers that are here today, Brother Rhinos Mafunga from Highfield. Amen. And my friend. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Morris Mdiwa.
Brother Morris Mdiwa.
All the way from Darwendale.
Vano Parizaku Darwendale.
Right. Maybe you can stand and open our Bibles.
Tingango sumuka edu ti verenge ma Bible edu.
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
Philippi chapter 2 verse 5.
I'm holding a Bible. There's also a Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Akati awanikwa nomufananidzo womunhu, akazvininipisa, akateerera kusvikira parufu, irwo rufu rwomuchinjikwa.
Amen. Maybe while we are standing, we can also read Genesis.
Tichiri takamira, tiverengewo Genesis.
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
Verse 26.
Verse 26.
And God said, Let us make man in our own image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Amen. And over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Mwari akati ngatiite munhu nomufananidzo wedu akafanana nesu. Ngaave nesimba pamusoro pehove dzegungwa, napamusoro peshiri dzedenga, napamusoro pezvipfuyo, napamusoro penyika yose, napamusoro pezvipenyu zvese zvinokambaira panyika.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them.
Mwari akasika munhu nemufananidzo wake, akamusika nomufananidzo waMwari, akavasika murume nomukadzi.
Let us pray.
Katinamatei.
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, Father, this evening for this time that you have allowed us, O God, to come into the house of prayer.
Amen.
We know from the prophet that during the evening time, you used to come down in the Garden of Eden to fellowship with your children. Father, as I stand here, O God, I pray, Father, for the anointing. Lord Jesus Christ, that I may, by your grace, put myself aside, that you may use me as a vessel.
Amen.
To thy honor. May you bless the hearers, O God, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We can take our seats.
Tigare zvedu pasi.
Tonight I want to preach a message called Identification.
Manirano ndoparidza maridzo inonzi kuzviratidza.
Identification by predestination.
Kuzviratidza kubudikidza nekufanotemerwa.
Amen.
Amen.
The word identity
is
the state of having a unique identifying characteristic held by no other person or thing.
Hanzi ndochinano chekuve nechimwe chaunozivikanwa nacho kana hunhu hwakatsaurwa usingawanike kune umwe munhu.
I can give an example of a fingerprint.
Ndogona kukupai muenzaniso wechidhindo chemunwe.
Amen. They say that your fingerprint is different from all other people.
Vanoti chidhindo chemunwe wako chakasiyana nevamwe vanhu vose.
Amen.
Amen.
So this evening we want to know who we are.
Saka madekwana anotoda kuziva kuti tiri vanani.
How are we identified as children of God? Amen. There's a story which the prophet speaks on in the book Identification.
Identification.
Paragraph 36 to 38. It was preached 63:01-23. Reminds me of a little story I heard one time of a lady who had bought a little boy from out in the country somewhere.
Tinondirangaridza nyaya yekamuka mukomana kechidiki kanga kauya kuguta kekutanga kubva kumaruwa
into the city to visit his grandmother and the little boy living back.
Vachiuya muguta vachishanyira mbuya wavo kamukomana akakaigara kumashure.
In my part of the country, in Kentucky, the country means in a log or somewhere with some.
Kunyika yandinobva kuKentucky kana achiti imba yekumamisha vari kurai imba yemapango.
With some old clapboard shingles on it.
Inenge yakangoiswawo zvimwe pikiri nezvimwe zvakadaro.
And so our mirror at home was a piece of a mirror tagged on a tree.
Saka girazi rechiringiriro kumba kwedu ranga ingoriwo chimedu chakangorovererwa pamuti.
Way outside where there's a little wash bench built on the tree.
Kunze uko kwaive nekabhenji pekugezera.
By the pitcher pump where Dad would pump the water and wash his hands. A piece of mirror there.
Pedyo nepombi yemvura apo baba pavaenda kunogeza maoko avo paive nechimedu chegirazi ipapo.
I've seen mama stand out there and comb her hair because there was no mirror in the house.
Ndaiona mama vachimirako vachikama bvudzi ravo nekuti mumba medu tanga tisina girazi.
This little lady must have been raised in such a home.
And when he
came down to his grandmother,
she
had a door that on the back side of it was a
mirror. The little kid,
the little lad was kind of lonesome and he was looking all around the house.
Kamukomana akakanga karikoga saka kaingo tarisa tarisa kose kose mumba.
And after a bit he happened to look through the door.
Kwapera kanguva akazozwana akutarisa pa door.
It had been closed since they came in.
Ranga ravharwa kubva pavanga vasvika.
And the mirror on his side.
Zvino pane girazi rakatarisana naye.
He saw a little boy.
Akaona kamukomana kadiki.
And he started to the little boy to make friends with him.
Akatanga kuita ushamwari nekamukomana kadika.
And as he began to look into this glass, he got up close and he turned around. And he said, and that's what we, why mama, that's me.
He says, mama, dinika uyo.
Amen.
Amen.
This little boy could see himself in the mirror.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Tinotenda.
So as a Christian,
saka semu Kristu,
while we are looking into the word,
tichiri kutarisa mushoko.
You know, you remember those animals where Jacob would send them into a river where he'd put some leaves there,
munozanya,
and some logs.
Jacob yaendesa mombe kunonwa mvura.
So each time the cat would come drinking water, they would produce, you know, cattle with certain colors. So if you keep on looking at something, and you keep on looking at it, you come to that image. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet also tells of some five boys.
Prophet they used
to sleep in the same
room. And
the first one went to be a sailor.
Wokutanga akaenda kunova muchikairi wechikepe.
The second one went to be a sailor.
Wechipiri akaenda zvakare kuzvikepe.
The third one went to Bethsaida.
Wechitatu akatevera kuzvikepe.
The fourth one, when he was grown up, he also went to become a sailor.
Wechina akatevera kuenda kuzvikepe.
Including the 51.
Kusanganisira newechishanu.
And they all wondered what was the mystery.
Vakanetsekana kuti chakavanzika chiri papi.
Amen. And the mystery was this.
Chakavanzika ndeichi.
In the bedroom where they slept.
Muimba yekurara yavairara.
There was a big picture of a ship sailing in the cool waters.
Manga mune zvimufananidzo ziguru rechikepe chiri kufamba mumvura.
Amen. So every morning when they would wake up, they would see that big ship.
Mangwanani ega ega havaimuka vaiona zvimufananidzo wezvingarava.
And this influenced these boys.
Zvakarunzira vakomana ava.
To become sailors.
Kuti vanova vatyairi vezvikepe.
Amen. If we also keep on looking at the word.
Tikaramba tichitarisa shoko.
We will also be influenced positively.
Ticharunzirwa zvakanaka.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
Muna Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
God said, "Let us create man in our own image."
Mwari vakati ngatiitei munhu mumufananidzo wedu.
Amen.
Amen.
An image,
chimiro,
is something in the likeness.
Chinhu chinenge chakafanana.
Or a copy of the original.
Kana kuti chiri kutevedzera chipakutanga.
You cannot have an image.
Haukwanisa kuve nechimwe chimiro
apa. Before you have the original thing.
Tisatana nechemavambo.
You cannot have a fake dollar.
Haungakwanisa kuve nedhora remanyepo.
There has to be an original true dollar first.
Panofanira pava nedhora rechokwadi kutanga.
Amen.
Amen.
So when God said, "Let us create man in our own image."
Saka Mwari vakati ngatisike munhu mumufananidzo wenyu.
God created a spirit man.
Mwari vakasika munhu wemweya.
Because God is a spirit.
Nekuti Mwari mweya.
When we go to Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
Tikaenda kuna Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
God said, "Let us form man from the dust."
Hanzi ngatiumbei munhu kubva muguruva.
This is the image that I'm standing on this evening.
Ndochimiro chandakamira nacho mandekwanani.
Amen.
Amen.
But the first creation was in the image of God.
Asi kusikwa kwakutanga kwanga muri mufananidzo waMwari.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why the Bible says in Job.
Ndosaka Bible richiti kuna Job.
Where were you?
Wakanga uripi?
When the sons of God shouted for joy.
Apo vanakomana vaMwari vakadanidzira nemufaro.
Amen.
Amen.
God created some theophany bodies.
Mwari vakasika mitumbi yeshoko.
God created some angels.
Mwari vakasika ngirozi.
In his own image.
Mumufananidzo wavo.
We are told that this great fountain of spirit.
Takanzwa chitubu chikuru chemweya ichi.
Was there on its own.
Chakanga chiriko chiri chega.
It was Elohim.
Anga ari Mwari anogara ari ega.
But he decided to become Jehovah.
Asi vakasarudza kuva Mwari ane mhuri yavo.
God with his children.
Mwari nevana vavo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And from this great fountain of life,
kubva muchitubu chikuru cheupenyu ichi,
came out the Logos.
Makabuda tumbi yoshoko.
And that was the first physical thing that people could see.
Ndochinhu chekutanga chaioneka chakatanga kuonekwa nevanhu.
A halo kind of light.
Chiedza chakanga chiripo.
And from that Logos,
kubva pa Logos,
came of man.
Pakabva munhu.
Because we are created in the image of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We now go to our second quotation. Questions and answers on Genesis.
Quotation
53:07-29. Paragraph 35. Now watch this now. Beautiful. He made the sun. Then the first thing you know, a big clinker fell off of it.
Weighed
about just about like this earth.
Went.
Then this Logos here now. The Son of God is watching it. He lets it fall for 100 million years and he stops it.
Then another
one flies off.
And he
lets it flow off for millions of years.
Then
he stops it.
Now we
are standing watching it. Come into existence. Now he has got something in his mind. And what is he doing? He's writing his first Bible. The first Bible that man ever looked was in the stars, the zodiac.
Bible rekutenga rakaonekwa nemunhu ranga ari munyeredzi
munezvekudenga. And it's a perfect just it dovetailed with this Bible here.
Uya rakakwana rinonyatso kupindirana nebhaibheri rinora tinaro.
It starts off with the first of the zodiac is the virgin.
Chekutanga pane zvekudenga imhandara.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
The last of the zodiac is what? Leo, the lion.
Chekupedzira chezvenyeredzi ndiriyo shumba.
That's the first coming of Jesus.
Ndiko kutanga kwokuya kwaJesu.
He came through a virgin. The second, he comes as the lion, the tribe of Judah.
Vakatanga kuya budikidza nemhandara kechipiri vanouya seshumba.
See, he writes it up, the cancer age and everything down through.
Murikuona vari kuzvinyora chizvarwa chekancer zvese zvichifamba
zvichienda. Now he put that all in the sky and placed it.
Zvino vakazvisa zvese mudenga vakazvigadza.
Out of all these metals, pieces of earth or sun hanging off here,
kubva kuzvimedu zvese izvi zvimedu zvanga zvabva kuzuva zvakangomira ikoko.
Now when science goes to looking for those missiles that fall, that don't disprove God.
Zvino vescience pavanoenda vachinotsvaga zvinhu zvinonzi zvadonha kubva kudenga, hazvisi kureva kuti hakuna Mwari.
That just proves it to me. See, that just makes it more real.
This was not a sinisa kuti Mwari variko uye ndozvinobva zvaratidza kuti mazviro kwazvo.
Now notice all these missiles hanging out there away from that hot sun and going on through the air because they are collected.
Zvino murikuona zvimedu zvese izvo zviriko zvakamira kudenga zvichibva pazuva rinopisa zviri kufamba mudenga vari kuenda kunozvitora.
The first thing you know,
chekutanga munoziva.
Can you just bring it a little bit down? The first thing you know that it began just as an iceberg.
Chekutanga chakavapo rakava dombo rechando.
Now that was this earth come into existence.
Yakava nyika
just
ino.
A big old piece of cinder flew out of yonder.
Yakanga iri nyika ino chimedu chemoto chakangobva ipapo chichienda.
Down beneath it now is nothing but a turning burning volcano completely.
Zvino pasi payo hapana chime chiripo kunze kwezviri kungopinduka nekuboira nekufashaira matombo anopisa.
The eruptions come everywhere, volcanic, and science claims that this world, the crust on the top of it where we are living.
Zvinomboputika zvichiita mavolcano nezvakadaro ve science vanokambira kuti
it's just about like the peeling on the off an apple on an apple.
Vari kuti zvakangofanana nekungomenya apples.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet here is telling us
profita apa vari kutiudza
that the earth fell from the sun.
Kuti nyika ino yakabva pazuva.
And it traveled some miles.
Ikafamba mamaira.
And it took some millions, billions of years.
Ikatora mamillion nemabillion emakore.
And God stopped it at the right place.
Mwari akaimisa panzvimbo yavaida.
Amen.
Amen.
And it cooled down.
Ikatanga kupora.
And to prove that the earth came from the sun.
Kuratidza kuti nyika ino yakabva kuzuva.
Right in the midst of the earth is all lava.
Pakati penyika chaipo panongova nemoto.
Boiling volcano.
Moto wematombo ari kupisa.
So we can say that the earth is identified with the sun.
Tinokwanisa kuti nyika ino inobatanidzwa nezuva.
So if you are children of God,
saka kana tiri vana vaMwari,
there must be something in us
panopananga pane chimwe chinhu matiri
that we are identified by.
Chatinopana kuzivikana nacho.
Amen. You know, God put our names in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world.
Mwari vakaisa mabhuku mazita edu mubhuku regwana reupenyu nyika ino isati yavambwa.
Praise God.
Amen.
And the prophet says,
muprofita anoti,
that your name in the Lamb's Book of Life is your inheritance.
Ndiyo nhaka yako.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ says,
Ishe Jesu Kristo vanoti,
I came from God.
Ndakabva kuna Mwari.
I go back to God.
Ndinodzokera kuna Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, when we are talking of redemption,
kana tichitaura nyaya yerudzikinuro,
we are talking of something which was there.
Tikutaura pamusoro pechinhu changa chiriko.
Something that can be traced back.
Chinhu chinokwanisa kudzorerwa kwachakabva.
Something that can be traced back to God.
Chinhu chinokwanisa kutorwa umwezo hasi kusvika kuna Mwari.
Something that is pedigreed.
Hallelujah.
Something that can be traced back. Something which is not hybrid.
Amen.
A thoroughbred. A thoroughbred Christian. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, in Ezekiel chapter 9, the Bible says, go and start in the house of the Lord. Starting in the house of the Lord. Those who do not have a mark of God. Amen. Leave those with the mark of God. But if everyone who was in the house of God had a mark of God, why was the angel then starting in the house of God? Because there are certain people who come to church. And the prophet says, are we getting people to God or getting people to the church? Amen. And the angel started in the house of the Lord. And it was commanded to leave those with the mark of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
When we have a seal of God.
Amen.
When you have the seal of God. You have protection. Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit.
Ephesians 4:30 not Musa,
which you are sealed by.
Now,
until the day of your redemption. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalms chapter 8. Okay. Psalms chapter
8.
Verse
4.
What is man?
Munu chinyiko.
That thou art mindful of him.
Zamuno mufunga.
And the son of man that thou visiteth him.
No mana koma no munu zamuno mushanyira.
For thou hast made him a little lower than angels.
Nikuti makamuita munduku zishoma.
And hast crowned him with glory and honor.
Makamushongedza corona yokubwinya.
Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen ye, and the beasts of the field. The fowl of the air and the fish of the sea. And whatsoever, and the Lord our Lord, how excellent thy name in all the earth.
Izozose zvinofamba nenzira dzegungwa. Haiwa Jehovah, Ishe wedu zita renyu rakaisonaka sei panyika yose.
The scripture here is saying that we were made a little lower than angels.
Gwaro iri kuti takangoitwa vaduku zvishoma paningirozi.
In this body,
mumutumbi unoyo.
Amen.
Amen.
But not in our spirit.
Kwete pamweya wedu.
And we know the Lord Jesus Christ came to die for those who sinned in the body. Not the demons that sinned in the spirit. That's what the prophet says when they still breath in that man.
Amen.
The prophet says when they still breath in that man. Go after him.
Amen.
If he's backsliding, going away from God. Go after him. Praise the Lord. Because the Lord Jesus Christ died for the people who are in the flesh. He did not die for the devil. He did not die for devils. Amen.
Amen.
But he died for people in the flesh. Because we know when Adam sinned in the Garden of
Eden,
God used to come in the Garden of Eden to visit his people. But when Adam sinned, he looked for some fig leaves. Amen. When God came in the evening time, Adam could not be found.
Adam,
he was hiding somewhere in the corner there. The fig leaves could not stand in the presence of God. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet says, fig leaves, it's a religion. People want to have their own religion. not the religion of God, but their own religion to satisfy themselves. Amen. That's why we have so many prophets today on the land. People who claim to be prophets, they have their own religion. We have the World Council of Churches. It's one fig leaf upon another fig leaf. But it doesn't stand before the presence of God. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And Adam was hiding. God has a provided way. Amen.
Amen.
And Peter, in Acts chapter 2, verse
38,
he said, "Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Amen. But people want to come their own way, not God's provided way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Adam was running away from repenting. He should have run to God, not to God to look for him, but Adam should have run to God and repented. And the prophet says,
hallelujah,
the reason people don't get the Holy Ghost is that they don't thoroughly repent. Amen.
Amen.
If you thoroughly repent, you will receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You see, it's just a challenge with people to repent. You know, you can come into church, stay for some years in the church, under your own fig leaf religion, with a long dress, respected in the church, but you are holding on to something that is useless. You are holding on to the Babylonian garments. Amen. Like Achan of old. He was holding onto a garment. And Joshua had to stop the war. He said, "There's something wrong here. Someone is holding onto a garment." Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, the prophet said, Ananias and Sapphira to repeat again in the end time. You cannot be coming in church and going out the same way. You have to come to a time and say, "No, Satan, I've had enough of you." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You know, in the Old Testament, in the outer court there, there was a priest. Amen. And someone would bring his lamb. And that lamb was killed. And the person had to be washed. Amen. Before you get to the Hall of Holies. So if there's no sacrifice, if you are not under the blood, you are not protected. Hallelujah. The wrath of God was going after Adam. But when God was about to destroy Adam, because the word said, "The day that you eat thereof, that day you shall die." But a lamb closed the path of God. And God took that lamb and killed the lamb instead of killing Adam. Amen.
Amen.
Instead of us dying in our sins, God provided a lamb. The true lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Abel caught the revelation.
Amen.
Abel, he caught the revelation when he went to pray. He caught the revelation that it was a lamb that was killed. But Cain came with something out of the ground. Some fruits or something.
And
God would not accept that.
Because
there's only one God's provided way.
And
God said to
Cain,
why don't you do what Abel has done?
That's
God's provided way.
You
know, Nimrod wanted to go to
heaven
without the blood.
Amen.
And
Amen.
God came down and caused confusion. Amen. You cannot go to heaven without the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We cannot go to heaven without the blood. And there must be something in you that is in God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to our quotation, 530929, paragraph 21.
Per quotation here, 530729, paragraph 21.
Now, if God created man in his own image, in his own likeness, what kind of man did he create? A spirit man. Now, if you notice, after he'd made all the creation and created a spirit man, the close reading of this now to the one that asked the question will find this. That God give dominion to the cattle and the fishes and everything to man. But in his making up there, he made man in his own image to lead the cattle, lead the beasts of the field, just like the Holy Spirit leads the believer today. He was, in other words, Adam, the first man in the lower creations of God. The first creation was God himself. Then out of God came the Logos, which was the Son of God. Then out of the Logos, which was the Word, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Out of the Logos came forth the man. Amen.
Amen.
So we are part of God. In Psalms chapter 82, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 82, verse
6. 82, verse 6.
We came off of God.
Takava panamwari.
Amen. You know, the prophet is saying here, from that fountain came the Logos. And from that Logos came off the man.
Kubaba Logos ndo pakabuda munhu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There in Psalms, amen. I have heard, I have said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Amen. Let's just go to verse 7 there. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. And the prophet says in adoption, one of these days, don't you know that you are amateur small gods? Amen. So if God is in you, it follows also that the character of God is in you. Because God has attributes. And one of his attributes is righteousness. One of his attributes is holiness. Amen. So you cannot be a child of God and be happy with unrighteousness and be happy with the unholiness. No, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But God gives us the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 So that we can live a life that is like his life. Glory to God. And the Bible said Enoch walked with God.
Bible inoti Enoch akafamba naMwari.
He pleased God.
Zikafadza Mwari.
You know, in Genesis it says Enoch could walk with God and he was not.
Genesis nonzi Enoch akafamba naMwari akasazoonekwa.
But when we go to Hebrews,
asuka enda kunawo
Hebrews. It says that Enoch pleased God.
Zvinonzi Enoch akafadza Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
You live a life
unorarama upenyu
that pleases God.
Unofadza Mwari.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Tinorumbidza
Mwari. And God said,
Mwari vakati,
David a king after my own heart.
David mambo anobva pamoyo wangu.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He called Abraham my friend.
Vakati Abraham shamwari yangu.
You see in those people, you could see the attributes of God. In Abraham, you could see the attribute of faith. Because God is full of faith. Because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, the things that are not seen were created out of things that were which are not seen. The things that we see were created of, from things that we do not see. God spoke the word. Let there be the sun. Let there be this. Let there be that. God was speaking. Amen.
Amen.
So God is full of faith. He is the fountain of faith. And then any foundation for any Christian, the Bible says faith is the foundation.
Kutenda ndiyo nheyo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything that is not built on faith in God is a shaky foundation. If your faith is based on men, if your faith is based in some pope or some prophet, these modern day prophets, you know, you're on shaky grounds. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's just Hebrews chapter, another quotation, Hebrews chapter 1, 57:08-2, paragraph 128. Now when these great lights went out, or great rays of spirit, love, peace, you know, how can you hate your brother? How can you hate your sister? And you say God is in you. And the prophet is saying, these great rays which were coming from God, love was coming from God. Agape love was coming from God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And elect cannot persecute elect.
Musanangurwa akwanise kutambudza musanangurwa.
If you find someone is persecuting a believer, one of them is not a, is not a believer.
Shusha mutendi. Tinoreva kuti pahuriwa umwe wavo asi musanangurwa.
Yes. The prophet says it will take perfect love to go there.
Hanzi zvinotora rudo rwakakwana kukupinda.
Hallelujah. That's all there was. There was no suffering.
Panga pasina kutambudzika.
There was no hate or no malice.
Pakanga pasina ruvengo kana godo.
It could not come from God.
Azvanga zvisingabve kuna Mwari.
It could not come from this fountain.
Azvaikwanisa kubva pachitubu ichi.
That was Jehovah.
Changa chiri Jehovah.
That was Jehovah God.
Changa ari Jehovah
Mwari. And now, as theologians call it, a theophany went from that.
Sekutaura kazvinoita nevadzidzi veBhaibheri vanoti mutumbi weshoko wakabva pazviri.
Which was called in the scripture the Logos.
Zvinotaurwa mumagwaro kuti Logos.
The Logos that went out of God.
Logos yakabva pana Mwari.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we can interchange the word Logos.
Tinokwanisa kuchinjisa izvire kuti Logos.
And the word theophany.
Neshoko rekuti theophany.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the prophet said this Logos.
Mbotari kuti Logos I.
Which the Bible students say theophany.
Inonzi nevadzidzi veBhaibheri mutumbi weshoko theophany.
God was speaking from the theophany when he said, let there be.
Mwari vaitaura kubva mutumbi weshoko pavakati ngakuve ne.
And you know, because there was something in Moses, That was in God. Moses could say, let there be flies. Amen. Because in Moses there was something that was in God. Let there be frogs. And our prophet this day, amen, would say, what I've preached, if it is true, let the angel of God come and vindicate. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, in, let me just read this before I move on. I'm controlling myself here. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just the same way it did in Germany, I'm reading from testimony which was preached in 63/1128. Paragraph 73. Just the same way it did in Germany. You remember the story in Germany. When them witches, 15 on one side, cut, took a scissor and cut a feather, pointed it back this way, and stood there going through their enchantments and said they would blow the tent away of 30,000 people. Brother Agambright was standing there,
Brother Agambright, vakanga varipo,
and here come the storm,
zvinopaka uya dutu,
a cloud
gore
coming right up,
richisumuka.
I stood there by Brother Lowster.
Ndakamira pona Brother Lowster.
Many of you know him, the American-born German here. That's my interpreter here there.
Vazhinji venyu munomuziva muJerimana akaberekwa kuAmerica.
And he stood right there.
Akamirapo.
And I said, don't interpret this.
Ndikati izvi musadudzire.
And I said, Lord God,
ndikati Jehovah Mwari,
you give me a vision and send me to Germany.
Makandipa chiratidzo mukandituma kuGermany.
These witches has brought up this storm.
Varoya vaunza dutu iri.
You are the God of creation.
Ndimi Mwari wekusika.
Let it be known that you are God.
Ngazizikanwe kuti muri Mwari.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, no one but what could understand English that wasn't a dozen there that knew what I was speaking about. Just then the tent raising up like this with 30,000 people beneath it, jumping up and down.
Ine vanhu 30,000 mairi ichisumuka kwira nekudzika.
Like that settled down.
Zvakadaro yakabva yagadzika.
And the clouds and the thunders rolled away.
Makore nekutinimira zvakabva zvaenda.
In less than 5 minutes,
pasinga kwane maminutes 5,
the sun was shining right down through.
Zuva ranga rakupenya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the prophet, there was something that was in God. Something that identified with God. When the Lord Jesus Christ was here on the earth, the storm came and all the disciples were panicking. And the Lord was sleeping. When they woke him up, he said, peace be still. And now we see the prophet in the end time speaking the words. Amen.
Amen.
When he was being challenged, he knew what he had believed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is power in this word. And this word can defeat the devil anytime, anywhere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You remember when the prophet was in Colorado,
when
the storm came and Sister Mead and the child were there, the same God spoke to the prophet.
Hallelujah.
Said, speak to the storm. And he spoke the word. And the storm that was coming, it calmed down. Because there was something
In the prophet that was in God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why the Bible says, if you say unto this mountain, if you, not the preacher, but if you, because you are a little God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
He
spoke squirrels into existence. He gave the little fish back his life. Hallelujah. Sister, this boy has received eternal life. And the greater works is imparting eternal life. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Romans 8:9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Amen.
Amen.
Let me just repeat that. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ,
asikana munhu asina mweya wa Kristu.
He is none of his.
Haazi wake.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, this is serious.
Ama nyaya iri nikurevesa.
The prophet said you are commanded.
Kana muprofita kuti kurayirwa.
It's a must.
Zvinoto
for you to receive the Holy Ghost.
Ugamuchire mweya mutsvene.
Amen. Because the Paul is saying, if you don't have his spirit,
kana usina mweya wake,
you are none of his.
Hausi wake.
You may be a preacher. You may be a deacon. You may be a trustee. You may be someone in the church. If you don't have his spirit,
kana usina mweya wake,
you are none of his.
Hausi wake.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. How we should strive. Strive. To get that Holy Spirit. How we should fight and wrestle like Jacob. When he was meeting Esau. He realized that he feared Esau. And he told God that I fear
Esau.
You know, he tried to do some plans. He had sent the servants with the cattle. He had sent the wife and the children. And he had remained on his own. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is an individual thing, my brother. It's high time we wrestle with God. So that we are changed. We get the nature of God in us. Glory to God. We came from God. We are going back to God. And the sacrifice was sacrificed on Calvary. What we have to do? Repent.
Tendeuka.
And be baptized. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God's provided way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, you cannot have a girlfriend in the world today and still claim we have got the Holy Spirit. No. No. It's not possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there are some boys here that have kept themselves. Amen. We have some girls that have kept themselves. We cannot allow someone without the Holy Ghost to just come and grab from our church here. A believer must remain a believer. Under no circumstance. under no circumstance should a believer marry an unbeliever. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me quote from the eagle in her nest, paragraph 32:57/0705. Not long ago, standing here,
Gary, Indiana,
I was taken by a man into the mills. And I was watching them as they were sweeping. About time to quit, they swept their little shavings. Out into the floor. And the man told me, said, "Now watch this a minute." And he pressed the button. Way back into somewhere came a great magnet. It came down, and as it passed through that great pile of shavings, those shavings just clung right into this great magnet. Went out there and demagnetized it, dropped into a great foundry.
And
was molded over the great molding kettle. I stood there for a moment. And my heart was jumping. I said, "Praise the Lord." And the man said, "What's the matter, Brother Branham?" Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, I was thinking. He said, "Surely, I think I scared him." And when I said, "Way back yonder somewhere is a magnet setting."
Ndakati kumberi uko mhiri kune magnet yakamira.
I said, "I want to ask you a question."
Kukubvunza mubvunzo.
I said, "Why didn't all those shavings go?"
Say to my PC to say to Tusina Gubatwa.
He said, "Some of them say is aluminium."
Hansi Mesacho Changamire I aluminium.
They were not magnetized to the magnet.
Atuna Simbare magnet.
I hollered, "Praise the Lord."
Jagadani Zira Mari Garumbi.
And I said, "But why didn't that piece of iron go?"
Kosei Chimedu Che Iron Chaenda.
He said it's bolted to the floor.
Hansi Noguti Chaka Bairi Wapasi.
Amen. All the iron went up. Everyone that had something in God, they are going to go up in the resurrection. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the prophet said, "But why is that iron still there?" And he said, "It's bolted to the floor. Maybe it's holding on to something that is..." So you find in Christianity there are so many, you know, people who pretend to be Christians. Some of them they use water. Some of them use stones. And you know, churches, they identify themselves with the different uniforms. Some of them have got white gowns and long beards. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Different churches.
Machechi akasiana.
Some put on dust coats. You may think that is a supervisor in a factory somewhere. Hallelujah. And some of them, they make sure that when you go to church, they dance until they sweat. It's a fig leaf religion. It's a, you know, that the bloody fool, big, that big thing. What do you call it?
Don't grapefruit.
My grapefruit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they attract a lot of people through dancing, you know. You know when you see them dance like this? Like this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We'll go to another quotation, questions and answers.
610112,
paragraph 313. 610112. There was a question that was asked there.
Alright,
let me just, okay. A brother reads Matthew 18, verse 10.
That
you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven, their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Alright, now, the brother, whoever you are, of course, there's no names, just little tickets, you see. Now you could take two ways of it, you see. But I think the interpretation, if you just asked me, explain this the way I interpret it is this. Now you turn to 2 Corinthians, somebody 5:1, it says, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved.
Kuna vakorinde vechipiri chitsauko 5 verse 1 zvinonzi kana temple ino yepano panyika ikanyungudika.
If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved,
kana temple ino yepanyika ikanyungudika.
We have one.
Tine imwe.
Already.
Yakagadzirwa kare.
Amen.
Amen.
Waiting.
Yakamirira.
Was your body first or it was your theophany first?
Chichakatanga mutumbi wako kana mutumbi weshoko?
It was your theophany.
Mutumbi wako weshoko.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, Abraham, when he was coming from the slaughter of kings,
Abraham,
just wrote that quotation there.
Kuno uraya madzimambo.
He met the king of Salem.
Akasangana na mambo we Salem.
The king of peace.
Mambo rugare.
Without father.
Asina baba.
Without mother.
Asina amai.
Without a beginning.
Asina mamambo.
And if you read in, who is this Melchizedek?
Ukaverenga muna ndiani Melchizedek uyu.
The prophet says that Melchizedek.
Mbrutana kuti Melchizedek uya.
Is Jesus Christ of the New Testament.
Ndi Jesu Kristu we Testament itsva.
Amen.
Amen.
But he was in a certain form.
Asangare mune chime chimiro.
And when Moses wanted to see God,
Moses vanga aida kuona Mwari.
God told him to stand by the rock. And God passed by. Moses saw the back part of a man.
Moses akaona musana womunhu.
Amen. That theophany.
Mutumbiwo shoko.
That spoke the word.
Wakataura shoko.
That theophany that created.
Mutumbiwo shoko wakasika.
That's why the Lord Jesus Christ said, glorify me with the glory that I had.
Hanzi ishe ndibwinyise
ine. Before the foundation of the world.
Kubwinya kwandaive nako nyika isati yavambwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Norumbidza Mwari.
Glory, glory, glory. Are we still at that quotation?
Tichiri pa quotation here.
Amen. Let's just go down a little bit.
Tidzike zvishoma.
And now, he would, if you noticed, in Matthew 18:10, he was speaking about taking little children. There was little children, little toes, three or four years old, picked them up.
They brought
unto him children.
Child.
Children comes from the name of child. The child is just a little fellow. Just between that and a teenager. It's not responsible yet for itself. And he said, take heed that you despise. You don't despise. If you would really take the interpretation of that word,
mistreat.
See, to mistreat one of those, mistreat a child, you should never do that. There are children they don't know. And now notice, unaona mwana wanzi nekuserwerwa koko iwe kamwana kanotenderera koko tenderera. And the prophet said, don't mistreat children. Remember, if in the book Generation, Biripo said one time he beat his child. And the prophet said, you offended the little child's angel. Amen. Now notice. Because their angels always behold their father's face which is in heaven. You see, in other words, they are angels.
They are
messengers. They are bodies. Angelic bodies that they will go into if they die. They are always before my father's face in heaven. So the body that you go into is already there. If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved. You remember one time Brother Branham, he was sleeping on the bed. And he kind of left the bed in the spirit. He could look down and see his body lying there and made lying there. Amen.
Amen.
He went into his theophany body. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a dimension that you go into. And the prophet
Profita
could move into different dimensions. He could go into hell. When he was short, he went down there. He could go into the heavens. He said, I saw some of you there. He had the ability to go down and to go up. Amen.
Amen.
You know, was it Brother Evans? Or, we had a boy, Jimmy, who died.
Brother Evans.
It's Brother Evans. Yeah. Right, Brother Evans.
Brother Evans.
You know, the child died. And they went to ask the prophet to pray. And the prophet was praying. When the prophet was praying, he went into hell. And searched there. He could not find the boy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the prophet
Amen.
So, everyone has a theophany body. Where were you when the sons and daughters of God shouted for joy? You know, when you're talking of redemption, you redeem something which was there. Amen. When Christ came to die on the cross, he died for those whose names were written in the book of life before the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, there was the prophet in the book Beyond the Curtain of Time.
Mprofita mubhuku rinonzi kuseri kwechidzitiro chenguva.
Amen. In that book there were two sisters who were twins.
Mubhuku iro rimaive ne hanzvadzi mbiri vaive mapatya.
And they were going to school.
Vachienda kuchikoro.
And you know, the people were laughing at them. We don't have boyfriends.
Vamo vachivaseka hamuna vakomana.
You put on long skirts.
Munopfeka mugubvururu.
The other girl was not affected.
Mumusikana hana kubatikana nazvo.
Because she was a prayerful girl.
Nekuti mumusikana ainamata zvikuru.
Kwete kuti Bible rinoita dust spoken word or butter spoken word.
Not that the Bible got that dust in the spoken word, you don't even touch it.
Kubvunza munhu akapedzisira kuverenga spoken word rini.
To ask you, when did you last read
the
spoken word?
Maybe on your phone.
Probably you have it on your phone.
On the table.
On the table.
On your phone.
Per phone.
But you don't give yourself time.
Asa uzipe nguva.
Amen. The Holy Ghost feeds on the word.
Mweya mutsvene unodya fashoko.
So this other girl was, she was not affected.
Musikana uyu haana kubatikana nazvo.
But the other girl, it affected her so much.
Asi mumwe musikana uyu zvakamukanganisa zvikuru.
Until she went insane.
Kusvikira akatopenga.
Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet went to pray for this girl.
Muprofita vakaenda kunonamatira musikana uyu.
The prophet said, I have to look for her spirit.
Hanzi ndakunotsvaga mweya wake.
And I had to call it back.
Ndoto udana kuti udzoke.
Hey, so maybe these people who are mad or, you know, who are insane.
Pamwe vanhu vari kupenga kana vatinoti mapenzi.
There is a demon that is controlling their life.
Pane demon riri kutotonga upenyu hwavo.
And the spirit left long time ago.
Mweya wakatotama kare.
And you see the guy getting on some luggages, you know.
Tinoona munhu akatakura mukwende.
Bottles. You know.
Mima poto.
And the prophet had to call the spirit back.
Muprofita vakatodana mweya kuti udzoke.
So if the spirit, if the prophet was not there,
kana dai muprofita anga asipo,
this girl was in real trouble.
Musikana wayo aitove mudambudziko.
But the prophet was there.
Muprofita aivepo.
He went after the spirit of that girl.
Vakatevera mweya womusikana uyu.
And called the spirit back.
Vakadana mweya kudzoka.
And she was returned back to the institution.
Akadzoswa kubva kunzvimbo inochengerwa mapenzi.
A few days later she was just as normal.
Mazuva mashoma apfu akazotevera akanga amunhu akanaka. Muprofita akadiwi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Zita rashe ngarirumbidzwe.
Oh my. Adoption.
Kugadzwa.
60:05-15. Paragraph 65.
Paragraph 65.
There's an area there I want, when we leave this terrestrial body,
kana tichibuda mumutumbi uno wepanyika,
we go into a celestial body,
tinopinda mumutumbi wekudenga,
which is the theophany body.
Unova mutumbi weshoko.
Amen.
Amen.
God is perfected in threes.
Mwari vanokwaniswa muhutatu.
Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Kururamiswa, kucheneswa, nekubhabhatidzwa nemweya
mutsvene. So there's a terrestrial body.
Pane mutumbi wepanyika.
There's a celestial body.
Pane mutumbi wekudenga.
And a glorified body.
Nemutumbi wakabwinyiswa.
And in Romans chapter 8 verse 30.
Paroma 8 verse 30.
Moreover, whom he did predestinate,
pamusoro pazo ava akafanotemera,
them he also called.
Ndo vamwe chete vaakadana.
Whom he called,
vaakadana.
Them he also justified.
Ndo vamwe chete vaakaruramisa.
Them he also glorified.
Ndo vamwe chete vaakabwinyisa.
So this is the finished work, my brother.
Saka ibasa rakapera iri hama.
We came from somewhere.
Pane kwaakabva.
We are passing through this land.
Pane kwatiri kubva tiri kupfuura nepano panyika.
That's why Abraham was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God.
Ndo saka Abraham aitsvaga.
He was a pilgrim on this earth.
Muvambi wavo nemuvaki ndimwari aive mufari mbine mupfuri panyika.
There is no continuing city here.
Hapana guta rinogara nekusingaperi.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says, no, Jacob I've loved.
Bible rinoti Jacob ndakamuda.
And Esau I've hated.
Esau ndakamuvenga.
When they were still in their mother's womb.
Vachiri mudumbu ramai.
And then Jeremiah was told, I've chosen you a prophet.
And
all the nations when you're still in your mother's womb. We came here on earth to play a certain part. So you have to play your part. In this drama, you have to play your part. If your part is testifying,
kana chikamu chako chiri chokupupura,
tell someone about Jesus.
Tauramo munhu pamusoro paJesu.
Hallelujah. If your part is to be a good housewife,
kana chikamu chako chiri kuva mudzimai akanaka,
prepare some nice food for your husband.
Uchibikira murume chikafu chakanaka.
And iron the clothes.
Uchi aina hembe.
Amen. And clean the shoes.
Uchi polisha bhuzu.
Hallelujah. And they tell your husband not to keep long hair.
Uchiudza murume wako musachengete bvudzi refu.
Rakurisa baba ende munogerwa.
Yeah, it's now too long. Go for a shave.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Nerumbiza Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
I would blame the sister if I see a brother with some big, you know.
Ndinotowanira vanzwa dzimosha ndika. If I find a man with this afro,
Jimmy Cliff.
Kunge Jimmy Cliff.
And there's this prophet in Nigeria who calls himself a prophet. Yes, God. Jimmy Cliff type of hair.
Pane muprofita ano zviti profita ku Nigeria ane afro yakakura kunge Jimmy Cliff kudai.
You would wonder whether he reads the Bible. You know.
Unoshamisika kuti anoverenga here Bible.
Yet he calls himself a prophet.
Apa ano zviti muprofita.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Acts chapter 12.
Mabasa. Chapter 12.
Acts chapter 12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's start from verse 8.
Stangire pandima 8.
And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals, on thy sandals. And he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me.
Mutuma akati kwaari, zvisunge chiuno, usungire shangu zako, akatasa izvozvo, akati kwaari, fuka nguo yako, unditevere.
And he went out and followed him.
Akabuda akamutevera.
And wist not that it was true which was done by the angel.
Asingazivi kuti zvirokwazvo zvinoitwa nemutumwa.
But thought he saw a vision.
Asi wakafunga kuti anoona chioni.
When they were past the first and second word, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city.
Zvino akati vapfuura murindi wokutanga newechipiri, wakasvika pasuo ramatare pavaipinda napo paguta.
Which opened unto to them of his own account, and they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him.
Rikango zaruka roga, vakabuda vakapfuura neimwe nzira, mutuma ndokubva.
And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord sent his angel.
Petro wakati apengenuka akati, zvino ndinoziva zvirokwazvo kuti Ishe watumwa mutumwa wako.
And yet he delivered me out of the hand of Herod.
Akandirwira paruoko rwaHerod.
And all the expectation of the people of the Jews.
Napazvose zvakanga zvichifungwa navanhu vavaJudha.
And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where men were gathered together praying.
Zvino vakati arangarira izvozvo, akaenda kumba kwaMaria, mai vaJohane wainzi Mako. Vazhinji vakanga vakaunganako vachinyengetera.
And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to Hacken named Rhoda.
Zvino vakati agogodza pagonhi resuo, musikana wainzi Rhoda wakauya kuzoteerera.
And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate.
Iye akati achinzwa inzwi raPetro akasazarura suo nomufaro, asi akamhanyira mukati akavaudza kuti Petro umire padoor.
And they said unto her, thou art mad.
Iwo vakati kwaari unopenga.
But she constantly affirmed that it was even so.
Asi iye akasimbisa achiti ndizvozvo.
Then they said,
ivo vakati,
it is his angel.
Mutumwa wake.
The apostles,
our
early fathers,
madzibaba edu ekare,
they believed that a person had an angel.
Vaitenda kuti munhu ane ngirozi yake.
That's why they said no. It is his angel.
Kwete ingirozi yake.
But it was Peter physically standing there.
Asaive Peter chaive akamira ipapo munyama.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you notice they were praying for Peter.
Asi muri kuona vanga vachinamatira
Peter. When Peter stood at the door,
Petro amire padoo.
They began to doubt their prayer.
Vakatanga kukadzika pamunamato.
And the Roger was saying, surely it's Peter.
Roger achiti chokwadi ndi Peter.
Surely it's Peter. They said, ah, you are mad.
Vachokwadi ndi Peter vakati unopenga iwe.
It is his angel.
Aiwa ingirozi yake.
Hallelujah, but God had answered prayer.
Asi muri wanga pindira munamato.
He had sent an angel.
Vanga vatuma ngirozi.
To deliver another angel.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Oh my!
Amen.
You remember when Philip went to preach?
No, Rangara. Philip pagano no parita.
To preach, you know, when he was talking to that eunuch.
Paganga
eunuch.
Nimuranda we kandas.
After I know the eunuch was baptized.
Mushire mekunge Muranda we baptizwa.
Philip was found at another city.
Philip akazone kwari kune rimwe guta.
Preaching the gospel.
Achiparidza vhangeri.
Amen.
Amen.
He was talking maybe, let's say, here in
Harare.
But the Bible said he was found preaching.
As Bible in Bulawayo.
How did he go there? He was carried by the Spirit. We are going into a faster dimension. Glory to God.
Amen.
You know these things that we believe, my brothers, my sisters. They don't know anything about this in these denominations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are moving into a faster dimension. And one of these days, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Amen. We are not waiting for the 90 prophets. Or of the 10th prophet. No.
Kwete.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was holding 7 stars in his head.
Yesu Kristo akabata nyeredzi
nomwe muroko rwawo. And the 7 stars were the 7 messengers to the 7 churches.
Nyeredzi nomwe ndovanga vari vatuma vanome kumazera manomwe.
Amen. And when the prophet went on Mount Sunset.
Muprofita akaenda pagomore Sunset.
You know the cloud descended.
Gore rakadzika.
And there were 7 angels. And the prophet says the 7th one was more noted to me. You know, the prophet did not come directly. He said the 7th one was more noted to me. Hallelujah. If their feet were, you know, Paul, Martin, Columba, Luther,
Wesley,
and who was the 7th angel? Which looked. Who was that angel? It's our prophet William Marion Branham. Believe as though this church, you have an angel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the prophet says at times when you get the anointing, when you are so happy, hallelujah, your girlfriend boy would have come close to you. And it's anointing you. It's anointing you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have heard from your theophany. Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe there's a theophany body for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe it's like me. I believe there's a theophany body for you. I believe it looks like you. Amen, and it anoints you. It anoints your faith. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So don't remain bolted. Don't remain bolted to the floor. If your angel is there.
Amen.
Don't remain bolted. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't remain bolted. One of these days, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Glory to God. And your name, which was written before the foundation of the world, that's your inheritance. That's why Paul would say, Clement, whose name
zita rake.
Is it written in the book of life?
Rakanyorwa mubhuku reupenyu.
Amen. How did Paul know?
Paul Isaiah saying
that Clement's name was written in the book of life.
Zita rake Clement riri mubhuku reupenyu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Clement believed the word of his day.
Clement akatenda shoko renguva yake.
And he lived by the word of his day.
Akararama neshoko renguva yake.
Glory to God.
Amen.
If you have lived, believed the word of your day,
akatenda shoko renguva
yake, and you are living by it,
uchirarama naro,
Enoch walked with God. He pleased God. If you are pleased God, if you are pleasing God, one of these days, one of these days, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
one of these days, my brothers, we shall be changed. If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one waiting. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 10, verse 20, rejoice not that you cast out devils. Because there are many who are casting out devils there. Amen. But rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
So you are identified by you receiving the Holy Ghost. You are identified because you have got a theophany that came from God. You are identified because your name is in the book of life. You are identified because you speak something and God backs it up. Hallelujah. You are identified because God gives you a revelation to know the truth of this message that we have believed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let no devil tell you there's an eighth messenger. It's not there. The prophet has come. We are waiting for rapture. We are waiting for the change of the body. We which are alive shall not hinder those that lie. They will rise up first and they will see them. Amen. Sometime between 6 and 9, we'll see them. We'll see Brother Msekiwa somewhere. Who says that Brother Msekiwa? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that Brother Tutani?
Amen.
In the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Glory to God.
Amen.
The works that I do, shall you do also? Because you are attributes of God. God is in you. You are children of God. It's not easy to believe this message. But there's something in you that came from God. And you cannot stop yourself from believing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My advent brother, sister. My advent brother, sister. Don't remain ported. Amen. Don't keep on holding that garment. All that Babylonian wage. This is the time to take out. This is the time of the revival. The prophet said, when there's a revival,
this
is the time of taking out. He looked and watched the sea. And there were great waves moving on. And he said, what a great revival this is. But when the sea calmed down, the prophet looked at the shores. And he saw some sticks, some dead snakes, which were in the sea. So revival is time of throwing away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let there be a revival at Eastley. Let there be a revival at Eastley. As you are coming to our August meetings, let there be a revival at Eastley. And that revival should start with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you.
Mwari wakuropa fazi.
That's wonderful.